We're visiting with Emporia High head football coach Caden Glinsman here on the Area Coach's Corner. And coach, again, more positives from the JC game. Two big plays and two touchdowns and getting on the board. Micah Gray throws his first career touchdown pass, and Sheldon hauled it in and took it 77 yards for a score. And then Ryland was able to bust off a 77-yard touchdown run. But you made things interesting there in half number one. Unfortunately, it couldn't carry over in half number two. But what did you like about Friday night in the regular season finale?
Yeah, I think we did a decent job of giving what they or taking what they gave us. I do think we still need to work on our ability to stay on the field. We had some more costly penalties. Can't have those. Some procedural penalties that we just can't have in order to stay ahead in the sticks and be able to convert on third and fourth down and get after it. But I do think that all in all. Looking back, we've progressed. I know the scoreboard doesn't show it, but these guys are fighting their tails off, and we're extremely young and just looking forward to the future.
And being able to move the ball a little bit more has to feel a little bit better, knowing that that's a solid 6A team.
Yeah, I was just about to say the same thing. I think it was somewhat frustrating for them. They come out on senior night and they see our record and they don't realize how hard we play. And you could see the frustration there a little bit on the field with them. They wanted to score 70 and have the game be done, by the end of the first quarter. But we're always trying to be a tough out. We want to do the best job that we possibly can to stay on the field offensively. We got to protect our defense. We still need to do a better job of that. We need to not turn the ball over, and we need to capitalize, when those opportunities come our way.
Yeah, and you were able to force a fumble. They kind of had a handoff, and then it went into the air and it hit a player's helmet, and you guys are able to get on it, and unfortunately couldn't capitalize off of it. I believe Micah ended up throwing an interception, but you got to feel good that that's the first time in several games where you guys have forced a turnover.
Yeah, obviously, turnover margin is a huge deal in the game of football. It's probably the number one statistic, when it goes to, guessing who's gonna win a football game. And so, obviously we want to force as many of those as possible. Obviously we're not satisfied that we didn't capitalize on that, but proud of our defense. They've been bowing up more and more lately. And those younger guys are growing up and finding their roles and really, I think just understanding how fast a Friday night is, to a 14 or 15 year old isn't something that you can just do. It's similar to jumping into a NASCAR and doing 180. It's just because you can drive 80 on the freeway, that's not the same thing. We're looking forward to getting our guys more reps. You get better at football by playing football.
Can you talk about Brody Telfer real quick? He was able to go everywhere to the ball on Friday night, and he's really grown into a really good player that you'll have for two more years after this year.
Yeah, and again, that's a credit to Coach Atkins, our linebackers coach, and Coach Strayer. These guys are just so young and just need to see more and more football, more and more live reps, and then just really just take good hard coaching. I think that as far as Brody goes, he's just an extremely smart young man that just wants to fly to the ball. He wants to play football. He wants to do it the right way. And it's just a matter of getting everything connected and being able to just go play fast and free. And I think he's getting there.
Visiting with Emporia High head football coach Caden Glinsman here on the Area Coach's Corner. Coach, our final Coach's Corner of the season, and week 9 is here, and you guys will be going to Blue Valley Southwest on Friday night. And this was a team last year when Emporia High played them, a 4-5 team. They were the 11th seed in the 5A East, and they're really, really good, and they play in a very difficult league in the Eastern Kansas League. They're 7-1. Only loss is the Bishop Miege, favorite in 4A. Their quarterback, man, I looked at his stats, and he's thrown for over 2,400 yards this year. But, they got some really good skilled players still back from their team that Emporia High saw last year.
Yeah, no, I think they're very explosive. You know, when you look at just their statistics alone, you know, and then you look at the roster, and then you put that with the video, you know, watching film on Saturday, you know, it seems like everybody who touches the ball is explosive and has the ability to go score from any point. You know, they want to stretch the field. I think they have a quarterback who can do that. You know, they do a great job of getting the ball out quick, and so it slows the rush down. And then when they do want to hold on to the ball and take their shots, they can do that. And so, you know, for us, it's about, you know, obviously tackling the ball in space, and then being able to keep everything in front of us. We can't let things get behind us.
Well, Coach, appreciate the time as always. I've enjoyed our chats every week here on the Coach Area Coach's Corner, and you know, looking forward to seeing you guys play one more time on Friday night, and looking forward to what happens next year, because things could continue to grow. And just like you've said a lot this year, it's all about the process. And again, Coach, thanks for the time.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
That's Emporia High Head Football Coach Caden Glinsman joining us here on the Area Coach's Corner, brought to you by NextSec Wireless and Miller Granite on KVOE, live and local.